Phoenix FM and Resurrection. I'm Paul Golder and I'm going through my favourite tracks of 2023, including that one we played a couple of golden oldies on this show. That was Peter Gabriel, someone whose 70 solo albums I still love listening to. That was Panopticon, the Bright Side mix, the first single from his 10th studio album, I.O., which reached number one a few weeks ago. I think that was his first number one album since So in 1986. Some fantastic stuff on there. I know a lot of people on the station actually picked IO as their favourite album of the year as well. Before that, Gaz Coombs, Supergrass lead singer, who's also had a number of his own solo albums. That was Turn the Car Around, the title track from his album, which came out on January the 13th, almost 1 year ago now. Now, back in February, Obey Robots released their debut album, One in a Thousand. The band are a duo, Laura Kidd from Penfriend and Rat from Ned's Atomic Dustbin. They produced a fantastic indie rock album, and here's one of the tracks from it, Not the Quiet Type.
Out.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Blonde Fire and Elated. Blonde Fire is LA singer-songwriter Erica Driscoll, and that came out as a single at the beginning of October. Louise Post before that, Veruca Salt singer. Now that was a track on her debut solo album Sleepwalker, which came out in June, and that was Guilty. Now I don't play a lot of Libertines on the show. I can't honestly profess to being a fan, and I saw them live once at a festival and they bored the backside off me. But you know, if I can release a record that makes my top 65 of the year, I'm not going to hold all of that against them. And this record does have the classic line, "He can eat more chicken than any man in the land," which I probably spent too long thinking about this year. Anyway, taken from their new album, All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade, which is out in March, this is Run, Run, Run.
My party, and I'll cry if I want to. Light the fuse, sing the blues. I can die if I want to. Tonight we're gonna bring tomorrow's happiness. Gonna live like it's the end. I love you to death, but I must suggest you better.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, Danny Goffey and Disco Punk, taken from his February album, Blind Moon's Disco Punk. Well, we already played some Gaz Coombs, and there's a bit of Danny for you as well. Be nice to get a Supergrass album though, wouldn't it? But who knows if that's ever going to happen. Public Body before that, Brighton Band, and that was taken from their album Big Mess, which came out in June. That was Age of Junk. Now, one of my very favourite albums of the year was from Brussels band Annabelle Lee. Drift came out in March. It's absolutely brilliant. Check it out if you can. Here's one of the singles from it. This is By the Sea.
Alone on the sand,
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Bit of Beatles. I don't think I've ever played Beatles on this show, but they are one of the first bands that I ever loved. I used to strum along with them on my guitar when I was about 10 or 11 years old. Yes, I used to play the guitar. Anyway, that was Now and Then, came out in November. Reached number one in the UK. It was their 18th number one single, and it was 54 years after their previous number one, their 17th number one record, The Ballad of John and Yoko. That was a record gap between number one singles in the UK, as you can imagine. And that is, of course, the band's last single. John Lennon recorded his parts in the 70s and George Harrison in the 90s, and Paul and Ringo finished it off earlier this year. Sibs before that, and Guacta, a single released by the Cardiff band last month on Libertino Records. They're my favourite single of the year a couple of years ago with And We Bodith. I haven't done a lot since then, but that is brand new from them, and fingers crossed we're going to hear some more new music from them in 2024. Now, earlier on in the show we played Joyner, and I did say there was going to be some more Nashville music, and here it is. Be Your Own Pet released their third album, Mummy, in August. It's their first one in 15 years. Absolutely brilliant offering. Saw them live at Rough Trade East for the album launch party, and they were brilliant live. That was probably the first time in about 17 years that I'd seen them as well. I'd seen them previously at Reading Festival. If you like this one, get hold of the album.
Take a guess, the only real
Phoenix FM and Resurrection playing out our favourite records of the year. Coming up towards the end of the show, that was Bug Eye. Brand new single from them came out last month. Dancing Out in the Dark. Managed to catch them live last month. It was the second time I'd seen them, and this time it was at the Amersham Arms. That was a fantastic night out. Looking forward to more new music from them next year. Ash before that, from their 8th album, which came out in September. That was the title track, Race the Night. Now we played a bit of Honor Todd on Anna earlier in the show, and we've got some more French indie pop in the shape of new music from Letitia Sadier, lead singer with Stereolab, who don't make any music anymore, but they do still tour from time to time now. Letitia has her own forthcoming solo album, Rooting for Love, out in February on Stereolab label Duophonic, and this is the download only single taken from it. This is Une Autre Teinte.
Ainsi mieux comprendre le corps et l'esprit. And I'm awake, but you were just too beautiful to be true. Would you believe?
Phoenix FM and Resurrection playing out our favourite songs of the year. This was part two of a two-parter, so we're coming almost towards the end of the 4 hours where we've managed to cram in 65 tracks. And two there, beginning with G. Firstly, Grey Shadow, an indie singer-songwriter from Vienna, and that was taken from his debut album Unfulfilled Desires, which came out in September. That track was called In Your Eyes. And then from Vienna to Colchester, new band called Groff, who released that single in June. You can find them at groff.com _music, music with a Z, not S. That's where you can find them on Twitter. That track was called Peaches, and that's pretty much it for today's show. One of the massive highlights for me of the year musically was, of course, the return of Blur, another Colchester band, you could say. Brilliant album in the Ballad of Darren, and some fantastic gigs, and I was lucky enough to go to two of them, one of the Wembley Stadium extravaganzas, and I don't think I've ever seen a stadium gig before which felt kind of like, it didn't feel like a stadium gig, it felt quite intimate. But I also caught them at Newcastle City Hall as well, at about 1500 people, and that was absolutely brilliant. My bones still ache just thinking about that gig, because, you know, we're not 21 anymore, but it was worth every minute. It's even worth the terrible journey on a Lumo train all the way up to Newcastle and back. Newcastle itself was great. Anyway, gonna leave you with a track from the Ballad of Darren, finish off my favourite song of 2023. This is Barbaric, and we'll be back with our regular show on December the 29th, so we'll see you then.
Lovers vow. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.